Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. In 2015, Joe Hart became the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie is a global training and development company with operations in more than 75 countries and a worldwide leader in professional development, performance improvement, leadership training, and employee engagement. Participants can build skills through in-person, live online, and hybrid programs. Welcome to the show, Joe Hart. How are you?
I'm terrific, Vanessa. Thank you for having me. Nice to be with you.
Pleasure talking with you. So, Joe, give us an overview for our listeners here in It's Your Community of Dale Carnegie, the history and the overview of the company today.
Sure. Well, you know, most people have heard of the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. They've heard the name Dale Carnegie. You know, what they may not know is really kind of, you know, where the book came from or much about Dale Carnegie. So Dale Carnegie is someone he was born in Missouri in the late 1800s, very poor farm family. And he aspired to get out of that kind of life. And he ultimately went to school and he found in school that he was very good at public speaking. He won debates and forensics and different kinds of things, and ultimately went into sales. And then was successful, first unsuccessful, then successful in sales. And he went to New York City. He wanted to become an actor. And that did not go by any means the way he thought it was. He had a lot of experiences, I think, that he would say taught him humility.
Yeah.
But what it did was it pushed him, though, in 1912. He found himself teaching a public speaking class at a YMCA in New York. And, you know, from that class, he was really excited. And he got up and he was teaching this class and he found himself running out of material. So, you know, people are fidgeting in the seats. What are we going to do? He decides to call people up and start, you know, well, all right, come on, you come up and give a talk and that type of thing. And So what he found was that, you know, these people who wanted to learn how to be public speakers, you know, it was not just about speaking. It was about confidence. It was about interpersonal skills, about a whole range of things. And in putting someone in an environment, we talk, you know, Vanessa, about comfort zones, right? I mean, you know, if we get out of our comfort zones, we can discover great things about us. And that's what he saw. What he saw was that people kind of came to life. And so he ultimately, that was a springboard for what became the Dale Carnegie course. So Dale Carnegie started this incredible course, and it just absolutely took off. And part of what he realized, again, is that people were trying to get to this next stage of their lives. They wanted better relationships. They're trying to advance in their careers. You know, and this is, you know, call it, you know, the 1912, the early, you know, and thereafter. And ultimately, he became even more well-known during the Depression years. People were, you know, just really desperate to figure out how do we have better lives. And so he ultimately wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People in 1936. And he didn't have huge aspirations about how the book was going to do. He was absolutely blown away that it became just one of the best-selling books of his time. And since
and
that
still,
time,
Vanessa, still,
still, that's right. Yeah. For over 85 years, it's been a top-selling book. And so many people will say, hey, this book has changed my life, or this course, you know, the Dale Carnegie course. If you Google Warren Buffett and Dale Carnegie, you'll see a video of him saying, if I hadn't taken the Dale Carnegie course, my entire life would be different. So from the Dale Carnegie course and from those kind of humble beginnings, so to speak, you know, we've grown to be a global company. We've got 200 operations in 86 countries. We train in 32 languages. You can take Dale Carnegie programs online or in person. And it's not just the Dale Carnegie course. It might be around, you know, leadership or interpersonal skills or communications, how to develop high impact presentations, a whole range of different things that all are about effective people skills, which if you think about it, Vanessa, really is a huge limiter for many people. They're technically very good at what they do, or they're knowledgeable, but they struggle interacting with others. They may have insecurities, or they may get short-tempered or be impatient or whatever the issue is. So part of what's amazing about our programs is they really can help people become, you know, better, far more effective people.
Yeah, I love it. I took the course many years ago, and then I was an assistant to a local teacher here in Michigan. I love her, Kathy DeSoyan, who's been on the show before. And I can vouch, you know, the program is awesome, and it does help in so many ways. And I come from a communications background, Joe. I mean, that's my career, and it helped my career in communications and public speaking and the work that I do. And I love the fact that you guys have a teen program, too. I think it's so valuable today. What interested you in Dale Carnegie? Tell me about your journey with Dale Carnegie and ending up the CEO.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible story, at least it is to me, Vanessa, because I aspired as a young person to be a lawyer, right? So I went to University of Michigan for my undergrad. I went right to Wayne State for law school. I joined a large, you know, kind of prominent Detroit law firm, you know, and I was really grateful for that opportunity. I took a Dale Carnegie course a couple years into my legal career, just wanting to get better, wanting to improve. And part of what the course did was it challenged me, and as the course does, one of the first sessions is about your vision, right, Vanessa? So like, yeah. What's your vision for yourself? Where do you want to go? And where do you see yourself? And it was very confronting, because I think I was a good lawyer. I wasn't necessarily a happy lawyer. It made me just ultimately decide to leave the practice alone to go into business. But it was also a level of interpersonal skills that it helped me have. I think I didn't have the empathy, maybe the appreciation, the caring. I was maybe much more self-focused. And it really just helped me see people and my relationships in a different light. So I ultimately left after that course. I left the practice of law a couple of years later, and I joined the Taubman Company, phenomenal organization, and went through, not as a lawyer, but through a development program, a training program for executive leadership there, and became a development director. But I had this dream of starting my own company. And it really started back to even that Dale Carnegie course, because I realized that you can take a program, like you took your Dale Carnegie course, if you don't keep practicing what you learn, you know, you don't maximize the value. And, sure. And so I developed a system for applying the Dale Carnegie principles. And I ultimately, you know, created a company that was an e-learning company in 2000. And my first client was Dale Carnegie. I went to Dale Carnegie and said, look, you know, you need a way to reinforce what you're teaching in your classrooms, and let's do it. And so they became a customer, McGraw-Hill. We did a lot of work in the college textbook space, did work with Motorola and Caterpillar and some other companies. And I sold that company in 2005, excuse me. And the people who bought it brought me on to be the president of a new company that we were forming based on Info Ally. Mm-hmm. And that company is called Asset Health. It's a company that's based in Troy, Michigan, phenomenal company. It's a national health promotion business. So they would do wellness for companies typically of 1,000 to 100,000 employees. Mm-hmm. And they use a lot of the technology and process that we developed at Info Ally. So I had continued to serve Dale Carnegie through that capacity. We ultimately sold that business in 2010. But in 2015, I was approached about applying for the role of CEO. The prior CEO was retiring, and so I was invited to get into that process. And it was a hard decision because, you know, I have six kids, and we were living in Rochester at the time. And they said right up front, if you get this job, you need to move to Long Island, New York. And but ultimately, I did get the job, and I left, you know, a great company and being the president of Asset Health because I love Dale Carnegie. And I believe in the impact that we can have in people's lives. I think people aspire for greater things for themselves and their families and better relationships and more success in their jobs and their careers. And I wanted to take, you know, Dale Carnegie, and that's still an aspiration, to more people. So 2015, we moved to Long Island, and, you know, I joined Dale Carnegie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What an experience. And so for people listening here, Joe, it has evolved since the inception of Dale Carnegie and the first book that Dale Carnegie wrote, which is sitting on my bookshelf, by the way. You know,
that's great.
Anyway, yeah, I've read that book two or three times, and it doesn't get old. Everything in that book applies to the world today, which is wonderful. What would you say to people listening and the benefits if they've never participated in a Dale Carnegie program and they're listening today? Can you kind of give them an overview of what they would benefit from a program?
Sure. And, you know, it depends on really kind of where they are. You just talked about, you know, you pick up the book, and I picked up the book so many, I mean, dozens, hundreds of times over the years. And the same thing is true of the class. So the class focuses on leadership and self-confidence and interpersonal skills and communication, stress, and worry. That's the Dale Carnegie course. And then there are other courses that focus on different topics. You know, but what I've seen, and I've traveled all over the world and I met people around the world, and a lot of people will say, you know, I've developed a level of confidence that I didn't have. I've developed an ability to communicate with people or connect with people. I met with someone, this is in Lansing, years ago, and this is a gentleman who'd come from the military, and he'd gone into the IT space. And he's like, I was stuck in my career because I really didn't know how to relate to people. I was command and control and so forth. And what I learned was I needed to listen. I needed to respect. I needed to appreciate. And that was the break for me to start opening up my career. So I'd start to get promoted and so forth. I've seen teams. You know, I was in a auto plant in St. Louis. And, you know, I was talking to someone there who said, you know, we had two team members who would not want to be even in the same room together before they took the Dale Carnegie course. They just were so polarized, so, you know, had such, you know, problems. But after that course, they took a course. They were in the same course with, you know, the same 30 people in the room, and they were able to work through those issues. So, you know, it's different kinds of things. I think about people who are terrified about giving presentations, or either small groups or large groups. And I see so many people. In my Dale Carnegie course, Vanessa, there was a young woman, in a Dale Carnegie class, you stand up and you give usually a 2-minute talk or sure. That type of thing. And, you know, she could not in that first session stand up and say her name. She just literally could barely get out of her seat. But by the end of the program, in that particular case, it was 12 sessions later. You know, she was up there. She was looking at people. She had a whole new level of confidence. It wasn't just about being able to stand up and to speak. It was about the confidence that she had about herself. She never thought she could do that, and now she's doing it. So it was just a powerful change for her. And those are some of the things that we see, but we see those all the time.
You know, and I, as a parent, Joe Hart, of a teenager, I'm actually really excited to have my daughter take the program. I know teenagers who have been through the program, young adults, and it really helped. I mean, now years later, it's tremendously helped their career, their confidence, their college years. So I'm really excited. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for teens to kind of build that confidence as they head to college.
Especially teens, because you figure all the different things that teens struggle with. It's a very hard thing, harder for probably younger people than I would say for you or for me when we were younger. But, you know, I know you talked about your daughter, and before I came to Dale Carnegie, I have the biggest regret. I remember saying this, I was 27 when I took my Dale Carnegie course. I remember saying that the biggest regret I had was I wish I'd taken it earlier. So I promised myself that when my children were old enough, I was going to make sure they took the Dale Carnegie course. And when my oldest daughters were 13 and 14, they took a Dale Carnegie program with Kathy DeSoyan, who you know, and it's a friend of ours. You know, and it's just amazing because I think they really needed that. And by the way, I'll be honest, when their first session, they didn't want to be there. They were like, oh gosh, do we really have to do this? I think it was on Saturdays and that type of thing. And at their graduation, kid after kid stood up and said, I really didn't want to be there, but I'm so glad that I was. And thank you, mom and dad, for, you know, making me do this or getting me to do this, because they didn't realize that, you know, what was going to be involved. But for them, you know, I've seen in them, both my daughters are able to stand up, and I've seen them both stand up and my daughter Abby stood up and gave a presentation at a Dale Carnegie conference, you know, 500 people, and she was great. And my daughter Ellie has done the same thing, 500 people. And that's not because of me. It's because they learned things in that program. They learned confidence. They learned how to present themselves. They learned how to think on their feet. So, you know, that was an important part. And same thing with the interpersonal skills and the stress and worry. So, you know, the program really, I think, is desperately needed for, I think everyone should take one, but particularly younger people can benefit, because sometimes they don't have the perspective and the maturity that adults do.
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. It's so funny, Joe, because I said to my daughter, you're taking this class. And she's like, well, what's this class? I go, well, you're going to do it this summer, and it's going to be great for you. It's going to be something that will stay with you for the rest of your life. And she's like, oh, okay, I guess I'll take it. She's going to love it. She's going to be one of those kids that are going to be thanking me when it's done, Joe. So I could totally relate to that with teenagers. But with the, you make such a good point too, Joe. The pressure that teens are in today are so different than when you and I were growing up and you and I were in high school. The pressures of social media, we know that since COVID, anxiety, fear, depression, all on the rise among teenagers. And I, from my personal experience of what I've been through in the Dale Carnegie course, I could just see how that would help with those issues that teens are facing with today. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but I could just imagine.
Yeah. I mean, kids need help. I mean, I mean, you've got COVID, which has been a factor, but even without COVID, we were talking about social media and just the pressure and sometimes even just the meanness of other kids. Yeah. So, you know, as parents, we love our kids. We want the best for our kids. And there's some things that we can give our kids and there's some things that we can't. And that's why we need to get help for them, I think. And this is one form of help. I mean, there's other forms of help that I suppose, you know, kids will need as well. But, you know, whether it's therapy or whatever. But this is something that is designed to help them be confident. It's designed to help them understand how to interact with people more effectively, how to give a, how to present, you know, so they get called. My daughter, Abby, Vanessa, when she was in the program, I mean, that very, she, you know, she started and they had a session on how, you know, how to give an impromptu talk, you know, you, and that very week, you know, she was, her teacher said in school, all right, we're all going to, you know, stand up. We're going to do a impromptu talk. And she was probably the only kid who felt prepared for that.
Yeah. You know? So. That's awesome. Well, you know what, Joe, the return on the investment will last a lifetime. You know, we talk about ROI when parents listening, that return that when you invest in your kids, we do a lot for our kids as parents, right? This return on investment will last a lifetime. It's so funny because when my daughter was talking about sports to join, I really pushed her to do golf. And I said, Elena, you could do golf the rest of your life. You could be 100 and on that golf course. This is one of those investments you'll never regret investing in for your kids, honestly.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. It's true because, you know, I think about my kids and they did soccer year for year, you might have done traveler, those kinds of things or whatever. And those things add up. And frankly, the Dale Carnegie program costs less usually than
than all those other sports we put our kids in, 100%.
Right. But, you know, when you think about, I mean, you know, when I was in at their graduation, and I've been to many teen graduations, you know, I was stunned by the number of kids who stood up. And their parents are hearing for the first time that, you know, that they were bullied or that they were insecure or they were afraid to speak up in class. And, you know, and the course really helped them develop the confidence or develop the maturity or develop a plan to deal with some of those things. And there were parents that were almost in tears, you know, hearing this. And, you know, what's the cost of that? What's the value for a parent to help their child gain, you know, a level of confidence or overcome a challenging situation?
Yeah, it's priceless. It's actually priceless. Joe Hart is who we're talking to here on It's Your Community. He's the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Dale Carnegie is a global training and development company with operations in more than 75 countries and worldwide leader in professional development, performance improvement, leadership training, and employee engagement. Participants can build skills through in-person, live, online, and hybrid programs. Joe, I know we talked a lot about teenagers, but explain to our listeners that you're never too old, I don't think, to take Dale Carnegie.
Well, that's true. And it's interesting. If you take, you know, we offer programs that are both in person and online, and we offer some that are public programs. So many times you can actually go onto the DaleCarnegie.com website. You can pick a location where you are and you can find a course that's local right here in Southeastern Michigan, for example.
Yeah.
And there are now separate from that. There are also corporate companies. Of course, companies will bring us in and we'll do courses for an entire company or division or something like that. But the public courses, if you go in, there's a range of people. There's usually people who are, you know, younger. I mean, maybe, you know, in those types of programs in their early 20s to older. I mean, it's not unusual to have people in their 50s or 60s, you know? So sometimes it's older. Sometimes it's someone who said, I've always wanted to take a Dale Carnegie course, and they're there. So you've got a mix of people. And the goal that we have in providing those programs, we want people to feel comfortable. It's a safe environment. You can't screw up. If you stand up and you give a 2-minute talk or a 1-minute talk or something like that, and you know, it doesn't, you know, you don't feel like you did very well, people are still going to clap for you. I mean, it's a very affirming kind of thing. And that's part of what we believe too, is that, you know, to bring out the best in people, recognition and appreciation and accolades are usually, you know, almost always better than the alternative, you know, people who try to teach by, you know, fear or threats or those kinds of things. Yeah. So
today just kind of reiterate, Joe, you have the Dale Carnegie, the course that people could take, but then you have other things that you do with corporate programs, team building. I mean, can you kind of give us an overview of all the things that you offer?
Well, there are dozens of things. And so the thing I would say is I would direct people to our website, which is a great place to explore. We've got certain core areas that we focus on. So, interpersonal skill development is one. High impact presentations is another. Sales training is another. Leadership is another. And then you've got other. So there are courses around those programs. And sometimes, you know, when companies are bringing us in, they're bringing us in, you know, how do we have a more effective culture? So there are programs that are really designed to get, you know, you want to have a high performance culture. You want to have a place that's the best place to work. You want to have a place where people feel valued. Right now, Vanessa, we're seeing a lot of companies that are bringing us in around this great resignation idea. You know, you've got people who are leaving and it's so easy to go and to find another job. You know, how do we create a culture? How do we invest in our people so that they want to stay? So, you know, there are a lot of different reasons why people bring us in. But, you know, again, the website's a great place as a resource.
Joe Hardis, who we're talking to, President and CEO of Dale Carnegie here on Inter Community. What else do you want to share with our listeners, Joe, that I did not ask you that you really want to get a point you want to get across to share with them about Dale Carnegie?
Well, I think one thing is, you know, right now we are going through incredibly challenging times.
Yeah.
You know, we've been going through incredibly challenging times. I mean, with COVID, that was, you know, unbelievable. And now we've got, you know, a crisis in Ukraine. You've got a war in Ukraine, which has, you know, wide implications. You can't turn on the news without finding things that, you know, we could worry about, so to speak. You know, and I happen to believe that one of the most important things we need to do personally is to get stronger, to be courageous, to develop courage. You know, I don't think it's not in our interest to be living in fear, to be stressed, to be anxious all the time. And sometimes, you know, we need to take command. That's the book that I'm writing right now, around our emotions, our thoughts, our relationships, and our futures. You know, many times, you know, people get to the end of their life and they look back and they realize, gosh, I was afraid to do the things that I wanted to do, or I was afraid to have a conversation with someone that I needed to have, or I was worried about this, or I didn't take a chance, or I didn't. So, you know, we believe, and Dale Carnegie teaches, that we need to live intentional lives. Or if you really want to live a full life, this is it. Let's, you know, go and live a really full intentional life. So that's a big part of what we are teaching, you know, people. And companies will bring us in because, you know, part of what we can do is help companies, you know, eliminate, you know, people are afraid to speak up, or they're afraid to be creative, or they're reluctant to take a chance. And that impacts how the company's performing because people are afraid, they're not bold. You know, if you want to be innovative, if you want to be agile, you want to be resilient, you've got to deal with yourself first. So, you know, I hope that people will have a chance to take a Dale Carnegie course. If not, certainly we've got other resources that are online. We've got white papers, we've got books, we've got Audible types of things. So, but, you know, I'd love to see people live the best, you know, most full life that they can. And I really am grateful that Dale Carnegie, I think, could be a good part of that.
So, Joe, tell us about the local Dale Carnegie chapter right here in Michigan.
So we've got a tremendous team right here in southeastern Michigan, and two other great teams around us as well. But the southeastern Michigan team, where I believe your broadcast audience is, is really one of our best. I mean, I'd like to think all of our teams are outstanding. They are outstanding. And I have a special place in my heart for this team. This is where I took the program myself. I know the person who runs this territory very well. Mark Will is an outstanding Dale Carnegie leader and trainer and business person. You've got phenomenal trainers in southeastern Michigan. So, and it's, again, I've taken it here. My wife has taken it here. Four of my kids have taken programs here. So I can truly speak from firsthand experience about how awesome they are.
That's great, Joe. Thanks for sharing that with us. And I did take my course right here in Southeast Michigan, and I ditto that, you know, great program. Joe, thank you so much for joining us here in It's Your Community and sharing with us the Dale Carnegie story and your journey working as the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. We appreciate you sharing this with us today.
Thank you, Vanessa. Appreciate you having me.
Great. Questions or comments or topics you want me to get to, you can get to me, Vanessa Denha. Go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You could private message me there or find me in any of my social media platforms and message me there as well. You can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. As always, we remind our listeners to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.